This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. This is The Truman Show with Truman Jones. A look at the politics, news, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County. Now your host, Truman Jones.
Good afternoon, Rutherford County. Such a beautiful day today. I had a hard time finding a place to park my boat before I came in, but everything seems to be okay now. We're going to have one of those shows today that a lot of people have been asking me for. And I have Mr. Jimmy McKnight on. And if you lived anywhere east of Murfreesboro, you have to know Jimmy. And when I told people that I was going to have him on, they were just absolutely tickled to death, Jimmy. And a lot of them remember the restaurant on Woodbury Highway, McKnight's. And it was one of the places to go when we were kids to go eat, and even after that. And how was it growing up right there in that environment? Because Woodbury Highway was one of those places, there was a lot going on.
Well, yeah, it was really different than being at home with a home-cooked meal, as you call it. We had our choice of meat and free vegetables anytime we wanted to go through the restaurant and sit down and eat. And in the morning, we'd have breakfast and sitting there at the table.
At the restaurant?
Yeah, at the restaurant. Was at the house.
Uh-huh.
We built the house in 1950 and started the restaurant inside the house. We had a small dining room, and then the rest of the house was the restaurant. The living room was a dining room. A bedroom was a dining room. Another bedroom was a dining room. And then upstairs, there were two bedrooms and a bath. And that's where Mother and Daddy slept, and me and my three siblings.
Now, did your mama, when she cooked, did she use her old recipes? Or how did she get started on that, and what was her idea about it?
It was probably just old recipes. You know, my grandmother lived with us. We called her Big Mama. That was Mother's mother. That was our only relative that we knew beside Daddy's mother. She lived in Readville, but now she lived with us, and of course she helped her cook starting with for a little bit. I know her main purpose was to take care of us while Mama done the work, and she done a good job at that, but she always had her hand in breaking beans and peeling potatoes and anything to do with the kitchen. Of course, all of us did. It was just a family affair.
And everybody knew the McKnights, and it was amazing how much was going on Woodbury Highway, because you were right down from Wallace and Sims Grocery, and then you didn't go too far, and you had Andrew's Market, Andrew Parker's, and Mary Bell. And of course, I knew Mary Bell, both of them, really well, because that was my aunt and uncle. And then we went on down a little bit further, and you had Wilson and Mitchell Grocery, and Bud's dad, of course, was running the business back then. And there was a lot of small businesses, family atmosphere type businesses in Rutherford County, and especially on the Woodbury Highway back then. And you never ran out of friends and people to play with. And I know you had a bunch of buddies out there on Woodbury Highway.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Just like you said, Wallace and Sims Grocery. I grew up with Melvin and Jane and Lynn, of course. Mm-hmm. Melvin just passed away about 2 years ago, but he was into horses, and I was too. And I didn't have any horses when I was younger, and I get to ride Mr. Wallace's horses. And, of course, Sam Pascal had his barn right down the road, and I stayed mm-hmm. there all the time. But, yeah, and of course, Steve Parkhurst, that was his brother that had the – his uncle that had the store, mm-hmm. Steve Parker, he had a bunch of ponies. We rode them.
Yeah, but Johnny Parker's daddy.
That's right. That's mm-hmm. right. Yeah. But it was just a little neat community. We was all together. We called ourselves our buddies around there. It was Yearwood Avenue that run up the road from mm-hmm. us there. We called ourselves the Yearwood Gang. Of course, it's just a bunch of young boys running around playing football, baseball, backyard.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we all had a little group. Everybody was sort of, you know, if you needed any help, somebody was always there to help you.
I didn't realize that you were into horses, because that part of Rutherford County was horse country. I mean, you mentioned the Pascals. I mean, he was well known nationwide for his horses. And of course, Stanley McNabb was a big horse. The Wallaces were horse people. It just seemed like it was just you could just stamp one after another, and all of them were extremely successful in the walking horse business. And it seems like he's trying to make a comeback. I don't know if you got to go this time or not to Shevelville, but they seem to have some pretty good crowds, they said. My brother and Robbie went and really enjoyed it. You had a call from somebody before you came on that he wanted you to mention some of the times that y'all used to have together.
Oh, yeah, that was Rabbit Neely. He lives up there in Woodbury, and little group of people that they've got together, little friends of theirs. They all listen to your show every day, W.T. Todd and Mike Mayfield. Of course, Mayfield was a coach up there at Woodbury High School when I was coaching at Auburntown. And, of course, there was Robert A. Harris up there. And then, see, me and Jay Cole started coaching about the same year.
Is that the basketball player?
That's the basketball coach. Okay. Jay Cole started up there about, I'm going to say this, at the same time, 67, and we left college the same time. But, Rabbit Neely said, them old boys listen to your show every day, so we'll say hi.
Those guys always had a good time, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A lot of people don't realize how much fun it was to grow up there. I mean, Westview had its colorful people, and we had ours. And I can't think of – I just left. I was telling you earlier – the Caffeys were kind of having a reunion over at Barbara and Doris Wallace's today, and there's about seven or eight of us, and just swapping stories about some of our old times were some of the most fun things that you can do. And I know that you've been through this many times, because you spent almost as much time over there in some of the places at Readville and Kittrell and some of the places, but yet you never went to school at Kittrell.
Oh, no, never did go to Kittrell. Everybody thought I did, because I ran around with the people at Kittrell. Terry Wilson went to school up there, and me and Terry became buddies, and his daddy Alvin, and I helped them on the farm. Mm-hmm. And to me, that was a better meal, staying at Terry Wilson's house with his mama cooking than it was at my place, because it was home-cooked meal, and I didn't get that much. And
I'm glad your mama's not listening to that.
I am, too.
And a lot of people don't realize that you actually went to training school, I think, didn't you?
No. I started out at Critchlow.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Me and my sister, well, both my sisters, Marie and all of us, we lived on Maple Street right there from 19, when we was born till 50. And that's when we started the restaurant business. Mm-hmm. Daddy built that building out there. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, We left Critchlow in the middle of the year for some reason. I think I was in the fifth grade.
You didn't do anything wrong, did you?
No, I don't think I done anything wrong. But they wanted to get rid of me anyway. So I left and went to Hopgood. I run into Marty McCullough and Jerry Gaither out there. So
Jerry was teaching at it.
Jerry Gaither was, I believe he was the principal then. Mr. Hopgood started out, I believe, as principal. And Jerry Gaither, I believe, was the principal after that. So we've had me and him had run-ins, and I saw him at the Auburntown reunion this last year, and I reminded him some of the things, and he still remembers it.
I wouldn't want to run into Mr. Gaither back then. He was a pretty good-sized fellow at that time, and a heck of a baseball player.
Yes, he was.
And you went to Central High School.
Yes, went to Central High School.
And do you remember any of your particular buddies and teachers that were over at Central?
Oh, yeah. Well, the same buddies there around home, we all went to school together, too. But your brother, Mike Jones, we went to Hopgood together. And then Mike Murphy and some of that bunch, Donnie Ayers went there, too. And we all went to Central together. And I remember trying out for football. And I think Butch Campbell did. I don't know whether Butch would admit it or not, or Eddie Ayers, either one, but if I'm not mistaken, he was talking to them, too, but I remember Lee Pate pulling me off the side at tryouts out of my freshman year, and he said, Jimmy, I think you ought to join the band. And I took him serious. I didn't know he was making fun of my ability to play football, Truman. But
did,
I went. Yeah.
Did you join the band?
I joined the band, and
no, I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, had 4 good years with the band. That was probably the highlight of the high school. We went places the football team didn't go. We went to Washington twice.
Mm-hmm.
John F. Kennedy inauguration, we was there. Cherry Blossom Festival, we was there. We just traveled.
Did you do Macy's? They used to do that.
No, we didn't do Macy's.
Miss Betty Hamilton was the...
Miss Hamp.
Yeah.
Miss Hamp. She was good.
She was a perfectionist. I mean, at that time, Central had Coach Lee Pate, and they had Betty Hamilton, and both of them were kind of made out of the same cloth a little in some respect.
Oh, yeah. Miss Hamp was a little harder. Lee Pate football team would practice for 2 hours, mm-hmm. and we would practice for 4 hours. So the band had it rougher than the football team.
Well, bless your heart. Now, what instruments did you play?
Well, I didn't play anything when I got started. And she looked at me and she said, well, you're a pretty good-sized boy. So she put a tuba on my shoulder.
Oh, my goodness.
So I played the tuba.
So you're one of those that was huffing and puffing in that big old horn and going from side to side as you're walking down the sidelines.
That's right. And all of those good friends of mine that went to school with me would throw stuff in that big tuba.
What in the world got you motivated to be a teacher?
Well, it was sort of like in class one day we were sitting there talking about what we was going to be, and of course I didn't know what I was going to be. At first I was going to be a horse trainer, and I found out I couldn't do that. Had to have a little money though to get started in that. So we were just sitting there talking, me and another boy was. I liked coach basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So there was an opening come open in Auburn Town when I was a senior in a college.
And Auburn Town was a high school at that time.
Auburn Town was a high school then. Yeah, so I went to coaching basketball.
Now, where was Auburn Town's high school located at that time?
It was on 96. You top the hill. If you're going to Smithville, you top the hill right there at Auburn Town and go down in the valley, and there was a little small town there, and there was Auburn Town.
Now, that's past what was known as Main Street.
It's
right
Milton.
Now.
Past Milton.
Uh-huh. Was it before you got to Main Street, you know, the one that comes out on 96, or was it after that? Because I'm having a hard time placing where it was at that
time. See, the road used to go right through Auburn Town, and mm-hmm. they bypassed it with the new road. So before you get to, I think it was Dutton's Market down there, way before you get there, about a mile before you get there, you cut right and you go through a little town of Auburn Town.
How did you like teaching and coaching there?
Oh, I liked that. It was really fun. And I coached boys and girls basketball, both grammar school and high school.
Hmm. Do you remember any of your star players?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I coached one star player that was a star coach. His name was Randy King.
Oh, my goodness. Randy went to school at Auburn Town?
Sure did.
Now, you're talking about a ball player there.
He was a ball player.
And a great coach.
He was really something.
Now, you were there for how long?
I was there for 4 years.
And then something else got your attention?
Well, money got my attention.
Isn't that the way it is? Even now, even with teaching?
I'd been down at the Nashville Glass Plant and working freight lines, too, in Nashville. And both of those paid more, but I wanted to be a coach, and I thought I could be. But I found out I really wasn't as good as I thought I was. So I went back to the glass plant, and I'm probably better off by doing that. I retired there in 2001.
I would have liked to have seen you stayed in coaching, though, because you have that mentality, because you're always striving to succeed. And I was trying to remember back when we were all growing up, did you have one of the first motorcycles on the Woodbury Highway? Because I know that you weren't exactly the tamest driver, if I remember right, or rider, I should say.
Yeah, I started out with a little scooter, and that wasn't fast enough. So me and Benton Parker, buddy of mine from Kittrell, he went to Kittrell. He bought him one to start with. It was a nice, 1966. It was a BSA Lightning, they called it, British mm-hmm. motorcycle. And they were pretty, all chrome. So I had to have one, and of course I had to borrow the money to get it, and bought it.
Did you borrow it from Mom and Dad?
I borrowed some of it from the Commerce Union Bank.
That was common for us. And I'll bet you walked in and signed a piece of paper and walked out with the money.
Yes. One reason, because it was probably on a Mac Knight restaurant loan,
mm-hmm.
as if my mother had to co-sign it.
Now, your mom, how long has she been gone?
She's been gone, let's see, since 2005, I believe.
She was one of the sweetest ladies and ran one of the best businesses. And to this day, there's still people around that still remember going in there and having their dinners. And you kind of remind or reflect a little bit like Bud Mitchell, because you and Bud kind of grew up the same way. From when you were very young, you're running around in that store or restaurant at the same time, and you got to meet a lot of people during that time. But I can remember Bud and I were big buddies, and of course everybody liked Bud when they were growing up, and he was one of these people that he was kind of mischievous back then, and we would get into all kinds of stuff just not really thinking anything about it. And we would get pretty much punished either at the store or wherever it was down the street. Did you have that same problem?
Oh, same way, yes. You talk about mischief. We got into it. But the restaurant, when we all grew up in that restaurant. Not just me, all of my family. At mm-hmm. the time we was old enough to bus tables, then you worked in the restaurant. You had to do something. You know, you just couldn't run around and play if you was old enough to work.
Now, you used to run around a lot of Kittrell and Woodbury boys.
Oh, yeah. I run around with, of course, all those boys that play ball at Kittrell. That's the thing they thought I went to Kittrell.
I did.
I was me and old Monk and Jimmy Nipper run around together a little bit. Of course, Duck Landrum and Terry Wilson, James Gold, some of those. Most of those boys was younger than me, and they hated for me to come up there because Bob Burton was coaching, and they would be practicing. They'd practice for about 2 hours. Bob would just run them crazy. And then me and Duck Landrum, after we graduated, me and him and Johnny Rooker would show up. That's another one of my buddies. Mm-hmm. And Burton would let us play against those younger boys.
You're kidding.
And of course, we were fresh, and they'd have been running for 2 hours. Terry Wilson still hates me for that, probably.
Now, you were playing against Montgomery in that bunch?
Oh, no.
Who did Burden have at that time?
Burden had that was a younger bunch. That was Charles Comer, mm-hmm. Herman Waddell, Gary Waddell, Terry mm-hmm. Wilson, and that bunch coming up. We'd already graduated then. Monk was in Auburn then. He'd left and was playing ball at Auburn. We were about probably freshmen, sophomores in college. We'd go up there and play and mm-hmm. just have something to do in the afternoon when we got out of school.
Now, Terry Wilson, of course, he went into teaching, right?
Yeah, last cast.
And a pretty good teacher, from what I can understand. I remember when I was growing up, just a young kid, the Wilsons and the Joneses used to run around together a lot, and they were big farmers. I mean, they're one of the biggest farming families on the east side of Murfreesboro. And I can still remember that was almost Kittrell and Readville were almost a big community all in itself. It seemed like that they had almost as much going on as Murfreesboro did at that time. But I never spent much time over in Woodbury, but you did.
Oh, yeah.
Was it because that you were having a hard time finding a date in Rutherford County? Or why did you seem to go out that way?
Well, there were girls in Cannon County, too.
There were?
Yeah. But we would, a lot of times, we would just go up there and play football or basketball and mess around up there at Woodbury. It was some of those boys, because I knew Tommy Wood and all of them up there. And we, Samuel Wood, we'd go up there and play football right across from Mark Rogers' house. You had Mark on here one day, was talking about playing football in his front of his house and all.
How was Mark as a football player?
Mark was a tough little football player, yeah.
He's a tough judge. I don't know how to be on.
Yeah, he was tough. I was a little bit older than that bunch.
Well, Tommy, of course, was a little bit older than you.
Oh, yeah.
You were more, what, Bobby? More Bobby's age?
Yeah.
And I used to spend the night. And it was one of those times where we didn't have television or anything back then, so we would all meet at somebody's house, and then we would draw up our own entertainment, And back then, I think it was comic books was the big rage. We would all sit around and read comic books, and we would have boxes and boxes full of them, and we would actually swap, like they would swap baseball cards and those things back then. But it, I can remember that because there's quite a few of the Woodses, that, and I would go spend the night over there, and that house would just be... I don't know how we all got in there. Now that I drive by and look at the old house that was still standing there. Now you had one of your students what turned out to be a main factor in your life at when you were at Auburntown.
I don't know who you're talking to.
I'm talking to you.
Are you talking about my wife?
Yes.
Oh yeah. Well, I started.
You already forgotten her already?
No, I can't forget her. When I started teaching school, she was a freshman. I think she was 13. And I taught for 4 years. When she graduated, she left and I left. And, of course, we didn't see each other for about 6 years. Mm-hmm. And we just happened to run into each other.
That's amazing. After all those years. Well, put your ears on, Jimmy. We've got a phone call coming in. Caller, welcome aboard with Jimmy McKnight.
Hey, Sheriff, how you doing today?
Doing good. How are you?
Hey, Mr. McKnight, did you know Roy Eakes, don't you?
Yes, I know Roy real well.
Hey, tell him to call in. He's listening to you today, okay?
Okay.
Hey, my name is Horace Ray Martin, okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I went to Critchlow and Central High School and I was a Blue Raider.
All right.
And I played the versus ran this before against Western Kentucky. They was ranked number one in the nation. They came down here on a Saturday night. It rained so hard that we won the ball game. We stomped them, okay? Hey, you know, I was the ball boy. I wiped the ball off for them, okay? And they accused me of keeping it wet for them and giving our team dry balls. Hey, I did that too, okay?
Yes, sir.
I ain't gonna lie. I didn't wipe their balls off. I kept theirs wet, and I kept our balls real dry.
Okay.
That's a little cheating, ain't it? Hometown cooking.
Ah, well, you got to have a little hometown cooking.
Hey, Sheriff, I want you to get Sam Kerr on there. We want to hear Sam.
Yeah, I'm going to get Sam on one of these days if I can find him.
He's in Williamson County.
Okay.
Hey, we'll put. Hey, I'm half gun with trouble. I'll find him for you.
I appreciate that. Tell him to give me a call.
We'll find him where he is, okay?
Okay.
Hey, thanks, Sheriff. You're great.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, you still are number one Sheriff.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Okay, we're going to have to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with you.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Stay ahead of severe weather. Get breaking news and local sports scores first. This is Jenny Williams at Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna. We sponsor text alerts from WGNSradio.com. Look for the sign-up link on the homepage. It's a free service.
Hello, this is Jim Bryan at First Bank.
And I'm Chuck Lewis. First Bank presents Good Neighbor Events, news of what our local schools, churches, and community groups are doing.
Good Neighbor Events brought to you by First Bank. The 10th anniversary of 9/11 is just around the corner, a date we will never forget. On Friday morning, September the 9th, the Murfreesboro Fire Department has a special program on the historic Murfreesboro Square that begins at 10 o'clock. The Murfreesboro Fire Department's Honor Guard, along with officials from our local fire department and former state representative John Hood, is the guest speaker. I'm honored to act as the MC. That's the Murfreesboro Fire Department's commemoration of 9/11 on Friday morning, September the 9th at 10 o'clock. And that's on the historic Murfreesboro Town Square. And the 10th annual 9/11 community commemoration will be Sunday, September the 11th from 1 until 5 at the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office. That's at 940 the New Salem Highway. This year, the 9/11 memorial sculpture will be dedicated in the memorial gardens there at the Sheriff's Office. It includes an actual steel I-beam from the Twin Tower. There will be patriotic music, flag waving, and American pride in abundance. Sunday afternoon, September the 11th, from 1 until 5 at the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office. And once again, I'm honored to be the MC there for this year's event. Cable, the local women's leadership organization, will hear from acclaimed business leader Tom Black, the author of The Boxcar Millionaire. That meeting's on Tuesday morning, September 13th at 7 o'clock, over at the Stones River Country Club. Contact Brenda Bruce at 504-0000. Good Neighbor Events brought to you by First Bank.
Self-storage has never been so convenient. Thanks to Zippy Shell, providing self-storage and moving solutions right to your front door. We deliver, you pack it, we pick it up and store it. Our units are secure, convenient, and best of all, they're just as affordable as traditional ones. Zippy Shell. Call us today for a free estimate.
Call locally owned Zippy Shell today. 216-7879. That's 216-7879.
This is Sean Brown at Southeastern Tire Service, where we now offer the Michelin Promise Plan. The Michelin Promise Plan is a new offer which includes a 30-day ride guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and a limited mileage warranty on all Michelin passenger and light truck tires, replacement and original issue. Did you know we now provide air conditioning service? Let our ASE-certified technicians get your car road-ready today.
Southeastern Tire Service, on Broad Street, across from Advance Auto.
WeatherEye. For this afternoon, we'll have a good chance for showers and storms with mostly cloudy skies and a high temperature near 71. Then for tonight, more showers likely and a low near 58. I'm WGNS meteorologist Michael Caro. Currently 61.
As we wrap up the Labor Day weekend, the WGNS Good Neighbors encourage you to drive carefully. Oh yes, happy birthday to Dave Doman, the winner of the birthday cake from Junior's Foodland. Dave Doman.
Sausage and biscuits, gravy and grits, home ground, homemade, it'll get you fits. Blueberry pancakes and corn cakes too, I'm a-licking my lips, now how about you?
Tom Brady will be delighted to see him there. Tom Brady is the one who rebuilt the mill and is now fully operational. They have breakfasts there on Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. and Nora's in there helping him. And whatever they fixed you is made right there at the mill. And it's an amazing place right on the river. Take about a 10-minute drive out John Bragg Highway. And just before you get out of Rutherford County, you'll see Cripple Creek on the right. Turn left there on the old Woodbury Highway. About a 2-mile drive. Go right over the river. Turn left. And if the parking place is not full, now if it's full, you'll have to turn right. If you get a chance, go out there anyway, because you'll never regret it. All right, we're right back with Jimmy McKnight, and we were talking about a lot of the people we know. And of course, we knew the Woods real well, and we were talking about the Reedville Mill, and he was telling me something I didn't know. Sam Woods actually bought the Reedville Mill at one time before, I guess, before Tom bought
it. Thinking that Samuel Wood bought the Reedville Mill because I knew he bought the big house on the corner down there.
Yeah, he did. I remember that.
And I remember right there that at one time my daddy told me it used to be up on the other corner now where the post office was Beckton and Elrod, Beckton and Elrod Country Store.
Mm-hmm.
And
Mr. Henry Holmes had a place right across
from the post office there, or the old country store. Then was Henry Holmes's garage. And then my daddy cut hair down at the other curve when you go through Reedville. My daddy used to cut hair right there. My mother said a long time ago for a dime a head.
Oh my God! Is that on the Rutherford County side?
That's on the Cannon County.
Cannon County side. Okay.
Yeah, I think the county line almost splits the Wood property just about. and anything on the other side going towards Riddle is in on Cannon County. I think it's like Mark Rogers' house and all was Cannon County, if I'm not mistaken.
Now, at one time, didn't the river there used to divide the counties at one time, or did it kind of zigzag off of the river? Because I was trying to – I know the post office was actually in Rutherford County, right?
That's what I'm
thinking,
too.
It was on this side of the river.
Yeah, I don't really know now. I can't tell you. But I believe you're right. I believe the post office has to be in Rutherford County.
Now, how'd you – why was your dad cutting hair over there?
Well, he had a farm. We had a farm in Readville.
See, I don't remember that.
Bivens Hill Road.
Yeah, I know Bivens Hill.
All right. We were – he was born and raised right up there. It's called McKnight Road now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Go towards Halls Hill from Bivens Hill. You'd go by the North Cuts, Donald North Cut, and all that, mm-hmm. owned all of that. And they had about probably 50 acres. Mm-hmm. They were up beside Adams. Raymond Adams lived at the end of that road. It mm-hmm. dead-ended into the river.
When you off of Gucci Ford where it runs through there?
It was Bivens Hill. When uh-huh. you got off of it was McKnight Road, and there were just, I believe, was just two houses on that road at one time. Billy Jakes owned a house where you turn right at to go to our place. And Raymond Adams had the last house on that road. It dead into the river.
Now, that Billy Jakes, was that is that the father of the Billy Jakes that went to school with me?
It is. I believe it is.
Well, he was a heck of an athlete. I mean, that guy could run like a deer.
Yeah.
And so your dad, I mean, you had a farm, and your dad was, I guess your income back then was him being a barber.
Well, no, at that end, what farming he did there. Of course, I can remember, you know, as a kid growing up, I can still remember him putting hay around a pole and a tree mm-hmm. and throwing it up with a pitchfork in the barn. And he did have, at one time, they had milk cows, and mm-hmm. They did have a corn crop.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess he did make a living there at one time on that farm.
Now, did he raise animals at that time?
Yes, they had cows, and I know they had pigs. And see, that was my Aunt Ruby that taught at Kittrell. Ruby McKnight was my aunt.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. My goodness.
That was Arthur McKnight and Ruby McKnight, and they also had another brother, Walter. I was named after him, James Walter McKnight.
There was a lot of McKnights over on that end of the county.
Yeah. But now, Miss Ruby McKnight, she taught school and never married, and she lived right there until she couldn't stay there any longer, and she mm-hmm. sold it to David Adams, Raymond's son. They called him Cotton.
Mm-hmm.
Sold it to him, and she moved to town, and she lived, bought a house close to Marie and Eddie, of course. My brother-in-law, Eddie mm-hmm. Gilbert, you knew Eddie.
Mm-hmm, did.
And they moved close to them where Marie could take care of him. Marie took care of her the rest of her life. She died, I think she was 94 when she died.
You know, it's amazing that I didn't know that, because the history has been pretty clear to me of that area all this time. And it's funny how everybody stuck together, because my brother and I bought, and I was telling you off the air, bought that farm down at the bottom of Peaks Hill. We were next to Lofton Urey, and they had an auction over there. And my brother went over and decided he would buy it for the two of us. And we didn't have any money back then. I was working at Greyhound, and so Henry Holmes came over and he financed that farm for us. He had, of course, you know, he had that garage and very influential in that area, and he knew Mom and Dad and everybody else, and just because of knowing the family history, he went ahead and financed it for us. And to this day, I still regret, you know, selling, and I know Mike probably does too, because as you know, John Bragg Highway just ran right through it, just cut it in half. And of course, they had to put an entrance. Yeah. Of course, it's kind of a lesser thing, like the Hordes had to go through.
That's right.
I mean, we didn't have anything close to the amount of acreage they did, but my goodness.
But you would have still had made a little money off of that road going through there.
Well, it's amazing how that area has changed because, of course, John Bragg was very influential in a lot of the improvements that were made in Rutherford County and Cannon County. He was I think that they couldn't have done anything better than to name that road for him, because it is the main line and the main artery between Murfreesboro and Cannon County now. And who would have ever thought about it when you and I were growing up over there on the old Woodbury Highway? We were just a very close-knit bunch back then.
Well, you bring it up some Braggs now. Tommy Bragg, our mayor, will probably get a little ill at me about it, but we're kin to the Braggs.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Now, tell me about that. It seems like that Tommy, the Braggs, are kind of like the Joneses. They're kin to just about everybody in this county.
See, the McNabs, Mama was a McNab, and then there were the Braggs in before that or during the McNabs. I can't remember if she was Rosa Bragg, Rosa McKnight. I can't remember. That's off of my grandmother's. I think she was a Bragg, Rosa Bragg, the one we call Big Mama. Mm-hmm. And then she married Chiz McNabb.
Now, what is her relation to Stanley and Hall?
It's a relationship there. Mama was, you know, as we call it, cousins back then, but I don't know how far back it was, second or third or whatever. Hall and Stanley and all, Oma and all of them, we were all kin to them. For some reason, Ms. Mitchell, before she married, she was a, was she a McNabb?
Now, which
Bud Mitchell's?
No, she was a Wilson.
Wilson. Well, I don't know how
they came. Got in over off of Franklin Road. You remember the Wilson store over there?
Okay,
they came from them.
Well, it might have been somewhere or another that the McNabb were kin to her, I believe, Miss Oma.
Well, if Bud's listening, he can call in and clarify that for us.
Bud straightened me out on a lot. Bud used to holler at me when I'd go by his store too fast. He'd holler, "Slow it down, rat."
Bud Mitchell had the audacity to tell you to slow down.
That's exactly right.
Our number one NASCAR driver on that end of town, and he told you to slow down. Now, you've had a couple of pretty bad wrecks over there on that end of the town, didn't you? Yeah, I know you had one on your bike at one time.
Well, it wasn't that bad. I was lucky enough that I slid on top of the bike. But I didn't have any wrecks on that side much. I was pretty lucky about my wrecks. I didn't have that many. We was in me and Duck Lander one time, was in a 56 Chevrolet, had a little wreck on snowy ground over through there, but that was about the worst we had.
Well, tell me about your family now.
About Gail and Kristen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, Kristen, she's been teaching school now for 5 years. She is the least one in the bunch of teaching. Then I've got Melanie. She married Robbie Rooker. She's a Rooker now, Melanie Rooker. She's been teaching for 12 or 13 years.
Mm.
And then I've got Melissa Hayes. She's been teaching now for 19 years. So they all become teachers.
Now, how in the world could you have such beautiful daughters? Because you look about like me.
I'd have to say their mothers were pretty good looking.
Yes, you're exactly right. They are. We've got a phone call on the line. Got to put her ears on. Caller, welcome aboard with Jimmy McKnight.
Okay, this is Bud.
Hey, Bud.
I was just calling in the Wilsons. See, Oma and my mother, Alice Mitchell, they were sisters. And so married into the McNabs. Oma married into the McNabs.
That's right.
Now, all of my people are from Cannon County, all four sides. And so he won't claim it, but we're probably even kin, being all his folks is from Cannon County too. Everybody's kin up there, you know.
Well, you're from
Cannon. That was a relation between Oma and my mother, that they were Wilsons, and Oma married into the McNabs.
Well, I thought you was kin. I knew they all played Rook together down at the restaurant about once a month.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they really had a good time doing that.
And you were from Gazaway, right, Bud? I mean, your family was.
Well, my daddy's side was from Gazaway, and my grandmama on that side was an Alexander. John Alexander and all them were where there's all 10 of those raised right there at Reedville, between Reedville and Porterfield. That's where they was all born and raised. There was like 11 of them. But then, see, my other side, the Wilsons come from Pocahontas, and the Simmons, which is my grandmom's side, they come from Hollow Springs. So, you know, we're all four sides of Cannon County there.
Where in the world is Pocahontas?
Pocahontas is back toward Warren County on the other side of 53, headed toward Warren County.
Well, that's a new one on me.
Yeah, well, Pocahontas, it's in the eastern side, the eastern southern side of Cannon County.
Oh, okay. Steve Cates called me last night. You didn't go to Kittrell, though, bud.
They said I wasn't mean enough to go to Kittrell, so.
But they're gonna have. But they're inviting you. They're having the Kittrell reunion, the 17th at the school there, and the door is gonna open at 10:30, and they're gonna have lunch at noon, and I think Slick Pig is gonna have the lunch, and of course everybody will pay for their lunch that day. And it'll start at 10:30, and I think they're going to adjourn about 1:30. And everybody having any connection with Kittrell is invited to be there on the 17th. And, of course, you've got about as much connection as anybody that didn't go to school there.
I mean, well, you know, I told them from about 1946 on, Mama taught there to 52, and I went to every ball game that they had, so you know, I knew everybody up there, and the only reason I didn't go to Kittrell, Judy and I, was that Mama didn't want us going where she taught, because you know, they thought that she would take up for us, you know, and she couldn't have took up for me. I'd have been dead if I'd have went up there, you know. She ought to kill me anyway, but anyway, we went to the training school, that's where she went to school, but anyway, I had as much connections with Kittrell as if I'd have gone up there anyway, because you know, everybody, we played with them and everything, you know.
Well, you've lived most of your life on that side of town.
That's true. Yeah.
And you've been with the fire department.
Well, I'll leave y'all be. I was listening, and I thought I'd call you and tell Jimmy on that what the connection was.
Hey, was Jimmy telling the truth when you used to slow him down on the Woodbury Highway?
Well, if you could have slowed him down, I could never see him. All I'd see was a street go through. And sometimes he would be standing on the seat when he come by. You know, he wouldn't even be sitting on the seat. He'd be standing on it.
I have heard those stories.
Every bit of it's true.
I mean, I think he was our original stuntman on that side of town.
Yeah, the Lord was with him, because he sure didn't take care of himself.
Thank you, bud.
Okay, see you.
And that is true. I mean, the stories on Jimmy McKnight are, and of course you're going to be kind of shy about telling some of those stories, and you probably don't. The girls have probably already heard them anyway.
Yeah, they don't want to hear them no more, I don't believe.
Now you've got you and Gail have a very special friend who's a friend of mine, and Miss Sue Hollingsworth. Tell me about Sue.
Oh, Miss Sue's something else now. Sue Hollingsworth and Gail used to live together.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started going with Gail, they were living together, and of course I spent a lot of time over there. And then Danny Hollingsworth, he started moving in on our territory, and he'd get in a rocking chair, and when he got through from the living room to the kitchen, he'd be back in the kitchen when he'd go to rocking. But she ended up marrying Danny, and they've got two good children, and live right there. You know where they live, in the log house right off Coleman Cemetery. And mm-hmm. Yeah, Sue's one of my favorite girls. They, of course, we go to Florida, try to. Gail and them go to Florida every year together.
And I've never seen anybody that liked to have as good a time as Sue Hollingsworth. I think she could outdance anybody.
She can. She can.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with you.
Are you thinking about retirement living for yourself or a loved one? Think Adams Place in Murfreesboro. Retirement and assisted living, rehabilitation, and long-term care are available on their picturesque campus. Think it's too expensive? Think again. Adams Place Assisted Living starts as low as $100 a day. If you need a vacation, take advantage of Assisted Living's respite care for your loved one. Adams Place Retirement Community in Murfreesboro. Senior living at its finest.
Toots. Good food and fun.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurant, and wanted to announce that oysters are back. They're fresh, delicious, better than they've ever been, and we're serving them three ways down here at Toots. You can get them on the half shell, you can get them steamed, and our favorite, fried oysters.
Toots.
Toots Good Food and Fun Restaurants, now on South Church Street, Broad Street at Medical Center Parkway, and Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Good food and fun!
A vehicle you buy from Stan McNabb Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, GMC, and Stan McNabb Jeep, Dodge, Chrysler, and Tullahoma, and Stan McNabb Ford in Lewisburg, and a vehicle you buy from another dealer may look alike, have the same equipment, be priced the same, but the truth is they are very different. Only the new or pre-owned vehicles from Stan McNabb has the oil change and tires for life at no additional charge. Save hundreds, even thousands, with their oil change and tires for life when you purchase a new or pre-owned vehicle from Stan McNabb. Buy with confidence at Stan McNabb. Learn more at stanmcnabb.com. See dealer for complete details.
He knows Rutherford County's past, and his wisdom can give good insight into our future. It's The Truman Show. Here again, Truman Jones.
One of our new sponsors is At Home Care, where they're at 237 Castlewood Drive, Suite H, and they're right behind the Kroger's on Memorial Boulevard. You can reach them at 713-4639 or check out their website at www.athomecaretennessee, that's TN.com. And what they provide for you is a service that I think that we will all need at one time, and many need it right now. As you get older, you have a harder time taking care of the task that you have to take care of at your home. And none of us wants to leave our home. And they provide a person's ability to remain at home, and they go in and take care of the errands, laundry, personal needs, light housekeeping, transportation to appointments, grocery shopping, meal preparation, medication reminders, and many other things. And they're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you're having any specific times, whether it's an age problem or you're having physical problems or whatever, and you just need help, give them a call. Welcome back with us. And, Jimmy, we've got a caller on the line. Caller, welcome aboard with Jimmy McKnight.
Truman,
yes.
This is Bill Harvey.
Hey, Billy, how are you?
Oh, just fine. I was going up the Woodbury Road. Matter of fact, I passed the McKnight's restaurant up there, and I heard you with Timmy on there.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't sure he was still around.
They couldn't blow him out of here.
I thought somebody might have put him out of his misery or something. What I was calling you about, there's a guy that comes into one of the McDonald's of the morning, well, this last two or three months, and I called him Jimmy for two or three times, and they said, you better ask that guy who he is. So finally, I got up nerve enough. We sat down there pretty close, and I said, I might have you mixed up with somebody. He said, who you think? I said, Jimmy McKnight. He said, oh, no, I'm from Florida. I said, well, you've got a twin up here that's been around a long time. I guess he's still around.
Well, now, Billy, a lot of people don't realize that you were one of the best baseball players that played in Rutherford County. I mean, you were a great pitcher.
Good, yeah, he looked a whole lot like Jimmy McKnight.
This to me, not even good.
I hadn't thought of Jimmy in a long time. I used to have an old farm up right towards Readable. I'd see him, Larry Stewart, every once in a while. And, I'm probably a little older than him because...
You are?
Because when I played football over Critchlow for Jolly and Steve Underhill was over there.
Right.
And I went out to trying to play some football that next fall after I got out of eighth grade for Pate out there because Daddy's brother had played out there. And I guess he's a pretty good player because I met him out there when he had his leg broke. George, talking about George Harvey.
Yeah, right.
And Pate wanted to know, if I was any kin to him. I said, yeah. He said, we always have to run these laps. Said, you're going to have to run. He told me, so. Well, I said, I didn't come out here to run laps. I come out here to run over people.
Wrong
he said,
answer.
Yeah, I read about you people like you every day in the paper. So I never did get to play any football or baseball, but we'd had a pretty good team over at Critchlow when I guess they had just built Mitchell Nelson because B. Palmer and Sammy and them was over. I think his last name was, I don't know if it's, no, it wasn't Bly, but you know the guy that I'm talking about over at Mitchell Nelson.
Right.
They had just built that school. We played, they had a field over where the fire hall was at.
Right,
now.
That's where we used to practice.
But anyway, I just, you know, I thought about calling a time or two, and I hardly ever get to hear you, but I did with Jimmy there. I didn't even know where Jimmy was at now, but this guy looked a whole lot like him because that's what I told him. I said, I think I got you mixed up with somebody else, and I hate to lay that on him. He looked like he's in his early 60s, something like that. He'd be pretty close to Jimmy's age, I guess.
Hey, if we ever have another class reunion, I'll probably see you there.
I hear Mike Knight back there. Yeah, I didn't know what happened to Jimmy.
He hadn't changed a bit.
I guess he didn't know what happened to me either.
He hadn't changed a bit. Still looked like he always did.
Yeah, hasn't changed. Well, this guy, I guess he'd be proud of that. Anyway, I just wanted to holler at you, Truman. And, you know, somebody said you'd been on here, and I'd heard you one or two times. But today I just happened to be going up on the Woodbury Road, and I heard you talking about the old restaurant there where Mike Knight's was at.
Yeah, we have fun.
We moved out there in 1959 out there, but one of my sisters and I graduated from Central. We never did go up Kittrell, but I had a couple of brothers and sisters went up there. But anyway, Truman, I just wanted to holler and tell Jimmy hi.
I'll do it. Thanks for calling, Billy.
Thanks,
Rob. Caller, we have another caller on the line. Caller, welcome aboard with Jimmy McKnight.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How y'all doing? How you doing, sir? I ain't talked to you in quite a while.
Well, how you doing, Casey?
What's going on?
Oh, just having a big time. How about you?
I was having a great time. I'm sitting and doing some stuff, and I happen to cut the radio on in the later part of the day. You know, I'm an early morning person.
Yep, I know.
And you're talking to, I believe, an old friend of mine now.
Yeah.
The only time I had a job, I think I worked at the restaurant.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. And, yeah, you know, you all talking about Critchlow School. You know, I quarterbacked at Critchlow.
Yeah, what year was that?
Oh, man. The first year they integrated schools.
Yes.
Yeah, I quarterbacked that. I think the school hadn't won a game in about 15 years. So we did a lot of celebrating that day.
Boy.
Yeah, sure it is. Y'all brought some good old days back in the, you know, good old times back in those days.
They,
you know,
they were
Miss King. Y'all remember Miss King?
Oh yes.
Yeah, and Miss what was the lady's name? She was. I remember Mr. Jolly. He was our coach. He was always around, always around sports.
Yeah, everybody remembers Mr. Jack Jolly.
That's right.
He's done so much for this community.
Let me ask you all this: anybody remember the guy that used to do the line work over at Grantland Rice Park for the softball field? Did anybody listen, may know him better than I do? I just help him do that work every day over there on the Grantland Rice field.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mr. Morton used to do that.
Who did it?
Mr. Morton.
Okay. Yeah, but there's a lot of members in that area because that's the first part of town we moved in over there. You know where the car lot is now? Was it Nissan at the Memorial?
Yes.
We cleaned that place off. That was our little baseball field.
And one of the rockiest part of town.
That's right. We worked a miracle right there. And you know where those trees are on the corner across the street there?
Yes, sir.
We cleaned that all off in that hole, sir. That was our campground. Can you believe? That's where we played it off in there, sir.
Great memories, Casey.
Yes,
great
sir.
Memories.
Have a good one. I'm just listening. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you.
Take it easy now.
You too.
All right.
Well, Jimmy, this has gone too fast. The hour is gone already, and it seemed like we just got started. But I've really enjoyed having you on. Is there anything you want to say or mention that we may have not covered? Because I'll probably have to have you back on anyway.
I think we've covered pretty good.
Well, you did real well. I know that there are some parts of Gasway we're wanting to talk about, but we've already run out of time. But thank you very much for coming on. I appreciate your friendship all these years, and I hope I can get you back on again.
Well, thank you for having me. And I know Doug and Tommy will be glad I didn't say that about them.
We'll see you tomorrow. And tomorrow we'll have Mr. Greg Tucker on. Wednesday, Nick Barris. Thursday, Colonel Mike Walker. He used to be Colonel, now he's Chief of the Luverne Police Department. And then Friday we will have let's see, who have we got? What does that say there? Terry Beckman, one of my favorite ladies. We'll see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock.